Bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin, but they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello and welcome to Bone Throwers Theater. My name is Jordan, and today we are going to be doing a one-shot of the new upcoming edition of Kingdom.
My name is Aaron.
My name is Jeremy.
My name is Jeff.
And this is Johnny.
So Kingdom is developed by Ben Robbins. Ben Robbins is the guy who developed Microscope. He also has another game out. I think it's called Unity. I'm not 100% sure on that. But Kingdom is a game about building a group, a cohesive unit, maybe a village, maybe a palace full of people, maybe a starship, maybe a band on tour, maybe a pharmaceutical company, and seeing what kind of threats and existential issues might come out of that. And the kingdom is definitely not going to finish up where it began. This is actually the second edition of this rule set. I have the first edition. I do like some of the streamlines that he's done with it, but he did release a PDF version of the rules for advanced play. So we're going to go ahead and take them for a spin. So first step here, there's a couple different steps. First, we're going to go ahead and make our kingdom, and then we're going to make our characters, and then we'll play the game. So to make our kingdom, first step, we need to brainstorm our concept for our kingdom.
Scrapple Factory.
Oh, gosh.
That was a thing in Baltimore for a very long time, but yeah. That's neither here nor there. We could do a farm full of animals as our kingdom.
Oh, you know, like an animal farm?
Like maybe an animal farm? I don't know.
And play as the animals.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
We've never done that before.
No, we've never done that before.
So let's go ahead and do some high concept ideas. We'll go around the table and everybody will say one idea. Aaron, I'll let you go first.
So I'm going to expand on the rock band idea.
Okay.
An interstellar rock band.
What?
So yes. We're touring world to world on a spaceship. And we're a band.
Interworld tour.
Space rock opera?
Yes. That's the name of the band. Space rock opera. No, that's an idea.
Jefferson Starship.
Thomas Jefferson Starship Troopers.
Oh, gosh.
Your broad idea?
A prison colony.
All right.
Australia.
Leave the Bronx.
We are Australia.
There's a game that Bully Pulpit released called Durant's, which is basically you're a prison planet.
A shoe factory.
Shoe factory.
A shoe factory.
Rather than a scrapple factory.
Are there elves?
Oh gosh. No, but there's cobblers.
I like the idea of a ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
My idea, a circus clown school.
That could be fun. Are we sticking with those ideas, or
going around for a second round?
Translating for Jeff. I don't like any of these ideas.
Well, it's good to know that we have a Jeff distaste translator here. Yeah, we could go around again.
I'm not opposed to go around a second time. I mean, I like the idea of the prison colony and the shoe factory. And so why not both? Something along those lines where it's a prison colony.
A prison factory?
Yeah, like not where we're making prisons, but you know, like
a work camp?
Yeah, work camp type idea.
Okay.
You know, that's sort of along the lines of what I was thinking.
Yeah, you know, we're making license plates or something.
Making ghost towns.
Doing a scrapyard thing.
That's a wacky concept right there. I'm just imagining traveling from planet to planet, leaving ghost towns behind.
Specifically Old West ghost towns.
Yes.
Yes. That's my refinement. Yeah. So
we're just refining what we got, or
we can add more.
Total different premise.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how to word this. So we're just throwing out an idea generally for a kingdom. What's popping to mind is a more specific group within that kingdom.
So that's
trying
specific,
to figure out how to word it.
So that specific group would be the kingdom. So for example, the last time I played, we were staff at Disney World, essentially.
Okay.
So we were, like, the amusement park had a lot of other things attached to it. Like,
right.
The background of everything. But our characters were the actors and food service people and stuff that actually worked at the park.
All right. So my short idea is military drone pilots for an interstellar war.
Ooh, Ender's Game.
Yeah.
Our kingdom is the inside of a computer database.
Like we are the...
we are the programming.
Like the show reboot?
Yeah, like the show Matrix. Reboot. Or the Matrix.
Technomancy. Where it was the little gnomes inside the computers are doing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the idea of some kind of mining colony. Maybe that's what the prisoners are mining for something. For their product. Sort of like a Kessel.
Spice miners.
Uh-huh.
That made me think of the microscope we did, we created and didn't actually use. The lower class was mining water for the the upper class.
Mm. Mm.
My last idea is a diplomatic envoy that's a front for an espionage operation in the middle of a Cold War.
Mission Impossible.
News.
No.
Well, I didn't say that it had to be set in reality.
Why wouldn't gnomes be set in reality?
So, any ideas that strike people's fancy a little bit more than the first round?
Can we mash any of
them? Yeah.
We could mash a bunch of these together, actually.
We're a diplomatic envoy to a prison colony.
Ooh. Trying to have them release a political prisoner.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do where any type of war or conflict is being waged electronically. You could play as the computer programs that are actually doing the warring.
Yeah. Tron.
There we go. Tron. I kind of like the idea of the computer thing because that's something we haven't done. We haven't done cyber.
Yeah, I don't think we've done any cyberpunk stuff, really.
I like the prison colony.
So
I think the rock band would just be. This would be a comedy.
Yes, I mean that was funny. It would be like straight up goofy comedy.
Spinal Tap.
In space.
Spinal Tap in space. I love it. Airheads.
Yep.
Yeah.
Spaceheads. That's the name of the band. Spaceheads.
Not Space Jam?
That's what we do.
Actually, that would be pretty... That's the name of the tour.
Yeah.
Spaceheads bringing you Space Jam.
Yeah.
Raspberry.
All right, let's do it.
Spacehead bringing you Space Jam. I'm down.
The Space Jam tour.
So we're going to call this Spaceheads.
That's our kingdom?
That's the name of our kingdom. Spaceheads, the Space Jam 4. Let's go ahead and do a yes-no palette.
What do we want to see and what don't we want to see?
Correct. So just as a reminder for the palette, we're going to make a column for yes and a column for no. Add something to the yes column if you want it to be a part of the story, but if you think that the other players wouldn't expect it. Add something to the no column if you think other players would expect it, but you don't want it in the story. So each player can add one thing either to the yes or no category, and we can go in any order. After everyone has added one more thing, everybody can go again. But once someone doesn't have anything else they want to add, stop after that round.
Can I request not to go first on this?
Zombies.
Space zombies.
Is that a yes or a no?
That's a no.
Okay. So Johnny says no space zombies.
We're shooting comedy here, right?
Yes.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Yes.
Dark comedy or like lighthearted?
Whatever comedy we come up with.
I think we tend to lean pretty dark a lot of the time.
We do. Yeah. Though we can be very whimsical.
So, yes to groupies? I mean, I guess that would already be expected.
Yeah, I guess.
No hard drug use. I think that'll keep us a little bit lighter tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes to aliens.
Yes.
Yeah.
We ourselves will be aliens.
Or something.
I'm thinking mashing up these three movies. Airheads, Scott Pilgrim Saves the World, and Guardians of the Galaxy. That seems like what we're going for.
I actually expanded on it to yes to exotic aliens.
Okay.
So,
okay. Not just human looking
aliens. Right, exactly. So, you know, your alien can be like a
drum player is an octopus.
So, Aaron has gone, Johnny has gone, I have gone, Jeff and Jeremy.
Yes to short time travel.
I don't remember anything that happened last night. Let's go take a look.
I just threw in some of Dude, Where's My Car? Into this.
Fair enough. Can't think of anything.
All right.
I gotta know.
No spiders?
Yes, no space spiders. Or spiders of any kind.
Who watched The Mandalorian recently?
Or, like, spider-looking aliens.
Yes, see? No spiders.
No eight-legged creatures.
I'm just going to say spider-ish things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes to crime.
What are y'all doing here?
Crime!
Oh, yes to laser guns.
Okay, laser guns.
No to prison. If we're doing crime.
Yes to crime and no to prison.
Yep. We will not be breaking anybody out of prison in this. We will not be
going to prison. No sewers.
No sewers.
No dead bodies, you
mean? Yeah, no dead bodies in sewers.
There's got to be a dead body.
There's got to be a dead body. We got to carry a dead body somewhere.
Especially in this one. There's got to be a dead body.
But no sewers.
Maybe that's a random item.
That's our backup.
Why did we pack this?
I don't know. We're going to need it at some point.
That's our backup singer.
Somebody needs an interdimensional sewer. Just pull it out of your pocket, toss it in some water, and
sewer.
So as a recap for our palette, on the yes side, we have exotic aliens, short time travel, laser guns, and crime. For our no side of things, we have space zombies, hard drug use, spider-ish things, prison, and sewers.
No sewers anywhere in space.
Kind of like what George Lucas said. There's no underwear in space.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel pretty good about that palette.
Any other hard no's?
Yeah, that's hard no's.
Because I think that's the category that matters the most.
In this, yeah.
Yes to anti-grav concerts.
Okay.
Since we're dealing with like a space type of setting, it's hard to say yes or no to any like technology based.
I figured technology is open.
Yeah.
Unless there's something we just definitely don't want to see. Hard no's.
Do we want to say no superpowers?
I mean, well, like,
probably. Couldn't hurt to be said.
See, that's just it. Or do you want to find the superpower?
Yeah, I imagine.
If you're on a set planet, then yes, you can define superpowers.
Yeah, I would say that the Force would count as a superpower in this particular kind of world. We could say extra normal powers if you think that would be a little bit.
What's extra normal when you're crossing
species?
Like alien species.
And what's the any advanced technology?
It looks like magic, yes.
Yeah.
That's Clark's Law, I believe. All right, so we'll go ahead and leave superpowers off the list.
No equipment malfunction.
Oh, no, we have to have equipment malfunction. You can't on tour without equipment malfunction.
That's impossible.
Yeah. That has to be one of our flaws that happens.
All right, well, let's continue. It sounds like we've moved on from the palette.
Yep.
So we're going to go ahead and talk about threats.
Malfunctioning equipment.
That one.
Yep. Well, is that an external threat? I would imagine so.
It can be.
Including transportation malfunction.
Yes.
Yeah.
That into.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm assuming we're not traveling on, like, the Starship Enterprise. We're traveling on the Millennium Falcon after it's been sitting on Jakku for 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm picturing the Winnebago from Spaceballs.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm picturing.
Yes.
That's exactly
what I'm picturing. Yes. So I'm assuming that Spaceheads is like a lower mid-tier band.
Oh, yeah.
We've signed our first record deal, but we haven't yet, like...
No, we're not
gotten
big.
Enough sales to actually...
We're definitely not headliners.
We're not affording, like, the bus where, with the nice beds in it and everything like
that.
We
have the abandoned school bus.
Yes.
So Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem
in space.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem in space.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe we haven't signed the record deal yet, but we're on tour to prove that we can...
That you can do the record deal.
That we can do tour.
Have you ever seen the movie That Thing You Do? Like, where the singer has, like, this huge head?
Is that a threat?
Yeah, like, that's one of the internal threats. It's like, friction in the band.
Oh, you mean, like, I thought you meant, like, his head.
No, he's, like... The main singer of The Wonders had this fantastically large ego. In fact...
Well, I imagine most of us are going to have some kind of an ego.
Well, yeah, but he, like, quit the band.
Okay.
Because they wanted to change one minor thing about it, and he quit the band before they got to sing their first major song.
I'm thinking external threat of who we're trying to prove ourselves to, thinking that we either need to add or cut a member from the band.
Oh, okay, so pressure from the label?
Yeah,
or pressure from the agent to cut a member?
Or add a new member that...
Yeah, yep. Add the son...
Pressure, yes. Pressure,
the executive son.
Pressure to make lineup changes.
Yeah. External threat. One of the band members has a gambling problem, and there's space loan sharks after us.
Oh, queen crime.
So that's our three threats: external equipment, including vehicle problems; pressure from the label or agent to make lineup changes; space loan sharks with an exclamation point. This is going to be a fun game. All right, step three, locations.
How many locations do we need? It was like 10,
isn't
right?
10.
That was a lot.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure
out. Just come up with random planets.
Yeah, I mean.
So each player describes a location in the kingdom, some place where characters are likely to be found and to interact. Players can go in any order. After each player has made one, each player goes again and makes a second location. So locations in our feudal nation, as an example, include the windswept battlements overlooking the sea, the old chapel in the Great Keep, and the mossy forest where nobles hunt stag. So locations flesh out your physical kingdom and give you places to roleplay later on. Give them names the people in the kingdom would use so your characters can talk about them. You can even draw a map of your kingdom to show all your locations if you want to. So for, like, example,
the sewers.
No, can't be there in the sewers.
Just a club called the sewers.
Sorry, we can't play you. It's an RO column.
We've been to clubs that were like sewers.
So each person makes two locations. So there will be 10 locations.
So these are locations that we could hang out or we might be able to use later.
The Purple Ceiling Club.
So here we have a place for locations here. Should we be recording these locations on our sheet?
I will record these locations on our world sheet. And then when we go to play, we'll put this in the middle of the table for all of us to reference.
Okay.
And then if your character has some specific areas where they hang out, then you can go ahead and list those.
Oh, yeah. It says where.
This is your character sheet. You have
to pick two from the total list. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So you said the Purple
Ceiling Club.
Purple Ceiling Club actually has a green ceiling.
All right, Purple Ceiling Club.
The merch table.
Okay. The merch booth?
Mm-hmm. That's a solid location.
Do we actually need to name things like backstage? Mm-hmm. Or...
I think it should be like specific.
Okay, we're totally looking specific for...
So like, for example, if you're like the audio guy who wants to make sure that the recording studio on their spaceship is set up properly, you're probably in the sound booth all the time, you know, or the practice room. So I'm imagining that this might be the same size as a Firefly class. So it's got, like, you know, cabin.
Okay. That's a big ship.
Well, spaceships have to be big.
But we were all thinking a lot smaller.
Yeah, like...
But like, the cargo area would be, like, your practice area.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yes.
Okay.
There's barely enough room for everybody to stand in there, but yes.
Jeremy said the Purple Ceiling Club. Jeff said the merch booth. Johnny, do you have a location?
The tour bus.
Well, oh, you want the actual tour bus. Okay.
The cargo checkpoint at Burnham 5. Burnham Planet.
I'm thinking of a specific concert venue. It's a frequent venue we perform at, but it's attached to a casino. One of us has a gambling problem.
Well, that works with what I was going to say for that. The King's Palace.
Yeah, perfect. Let's call it that.
That's the name of the casino.
The King's Palace Casino. I'm going to go ahead and say the noodle room.
Dinner spot, right?
Nope, that's where you go to noodle.
Not cut noodle, just noodle.
It's like where you go to like practice, you know, you're like your...
Oh, okay.
Noodling room.
You're noodling around on your instrument.
I can't say that's a term that I'm familiar with. That's why I was confused.
So this thing, short time travel, makes me think of Family Matters. Steve Urkel actually had a time machine.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it was called, though.
So what causes the short time travel?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was going to put like a time travel booth.
That's our ship malfunction. We're always late to gigs because we're always traveling forward in time.
I didn't even bother to think of what causes the time travel. I mean, it's obviously some device.
Is it the ship itself? Or is it a booth?
No, I kind of like the idea.
It's a ship malfunction.
So theoretically, the ship has to do something to travel. And, you know, time compression sounds like a pretty easy one to just make up. So it travels faster than light using time compression, but occasionally we get a glitch in the system that causes us to shoot forward in time a little bit, and so we keep getting late to shows.
Oh, so it's only shooting forward, so would I
never
go back?
Yeah.
I was thinking backwards.
The name of our ship is the Slip-Up.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that it sometimes shoots us forward in time, but we know that, so we're making adjustments. So sometimes it takes us backwards. We don't know how to calibrate it right.
We're just like hitting it with a wrench.
So sometimes we go forward, sometimes we go backwards.
Yeah, there we go.
So I added for the tour ship, I added the name The Slip Up. Yeah. That way. Because we don't know what it's doing. I'm going to go ahead and say for...
Oh yeah, we're still looking for location.
My second location. I'm going to go ahead and say the laser tag room.
Okay. Is this on the ship?
No, it's probably at the casino.
It's actually a battlefield.
Okay.
They just call it tag. It's from a very deadly society.
Well, here's my thing. We've got laser guns.
It's going to be Barney Stinson.
We have laser guns. So I'm like, oh, well, just laser tag. That's what I'm saying.
It's from a very deadly planet. The laser tag room.
I'm going to say the asteroid belt. I'm not sure. The asteroid belt is either going to be a bar or a district. But it's like an anything-goes kind of area where a lot of...
Crime.
Yeah. A lot of illegal activity occurs. But it's also like a great place to get your kicks.
We need a Denny's-type place.
Space Hooters.
Spooters. Spooters.
So see, bands love Denny's because Denny's is 24 hours.
I'll just put Space Denny's. Do you want me to call it Spinnies? Because it's spinning on a rotation.
There you go.
36 hour because it's a planet with a...
All right. 36 hour each. All right. One last location.
So let's go with Planet Silence.
The Plane of Silence? Who hangs out there? All right.
It's acoustically dead.
Like my soul. People.
We've been there. In Angel's Garden.
Uh-huh. Brainstorm a list of character ideas. Make about 3 times as many as there are players and write them down. So we've got 5 of us, so that's 15.
So just shout out names?
So, names no.
Roles.
Like roles. Like,
roles.
So like
Bookie.
Reluctant
Bookie, sound guy.
Yeah. Lone Shark was actually a shark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Groupie is like a group of people. We don't need to identify individual groupies.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so...
We're just looking for the different types of people.
So yeah, a groupie. We have agent,
club owner. Are we saying type of our characters, or just this would be all like NPC?
NPCs.
Right? No, these
everything.
Everything.
Wow. Okay.
Band members.
Band members.
Are these the roles? Because so here it talks about being able to change roles.
No.
Okay, these are different.
So when you look at your other sheet, you have power, perspective, and touchstone. Those are your roles.
Okay.
Because those are your roles within the society.
Okay. Cool. Dragon.
So
now you can be an agent who's a touchstone, or you can be a groupie who's a power.
Yeah.
So is band member specific enough, or do we have to come up with specific?
I think that's close enough.
Okay. Customs agent.
Customs agent.
Mechanic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we pilot the ship ourselves, or do we have a crew?
Oh, we pilot ourselves.
We can't afford to hire a pilot.
Which is why it's not working right.
No, I like we have one of our friends that is driving us. It's not really hire. We didn't actually hire a driver.
Just
a
dude.
A roadie. Just a dude. It's the merch guy.
The merch guy is the driver.
Is he also the sound guy when the venue doesn't have one?
Yes, but he has no clue what he's
right,
doing.
Right, that's kind of what I hope. Yes. Like, he's just a friend who offered to come with us. He's got no job. Yep.
So groupie, agent, club owner, band members, customs agent, mechanic, merch guy slash driver.
Did you
put loan sound man?
Huh?
Did you put loan shark?
Loan shark.
Loan shark, no. Casino workers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Heckler. Fans.
Oh, heckler. Oh, yes. Heckler.
Yes, hecklers. Ooh, and fans.
Rival band member.
Yep.
Yep, rival band.
Almost like it's like a reality TV show where it's like two bands that are competing for a record label.
Oh, gosh. 12, so we need three more.
What about like a mentor? Like there's like an old retired band dude who's kind of giving us advice on this crazy thing that we're on. So yeah, we want a mentor.
Obi-Wan Band Nobi?
I'm picturing what's his face from Dodgeball.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
The band doctor. Like the guy who's like grooming the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the record company.
Oh, the record company itself?
Yeah.
Well, we have agent on there.
No, the agent's separate from
different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agent's the person who books the gigs.
Well,
loosely.
Yeah.
Parents. The board parents who are like standing in the back like
Can we do family members? Whether it's parents or siblings or that are the siblings want a cut of the take. They're always calling asking for money.
No.
That's the other way around.
Yeah.
Okay. Same thing. Yeah, the sibling we can always call and ask for money.
I don't know how to describe it. I want to say that there's at least one of the band members that actually doesn't write anything of their own. They have this one, like...
one riff?
Like, maybe there's this really talented kid on their home planet. They always end up just, like, using their stuff.
Okay. So, like, the prodigy that somebody's ripping off of.
Yeah.
Small fish.
Yeah, small fish.
The other band members don't even know about it.
And he shows up looking for a cut.
It's a radio DJ.
Yeah, how could I forget?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That was me.
Is that it?
That's our 15.
That's our 15.
That was a lot harder than I expected it to be.
All right, now we're done with the world. We're going to wrap this up, and our next episode will be character creation and beginning play, probably. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported license. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.